Sunsplash Mix.
I hope that everyone is enjoying this conversation with Sugar Music from, of course, the Sunsplash Mix Show with Selecta Princess and Ja Prince. If you all are not following the Caribbean Music Industry Club, please make sure that you click the greenhouse at the top of the screen so that you can be abreast of any events we have in here, which, of course, Mondays we have masterclass at 3 p.m. On Tuesdays is multimedia at 7. And, of course, Publicity Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we want to acknowledge everyone and thank you all for coming to this conversation, which, of course, is being recorded and will be broadcast on any platform where the Sunsplash Mix Show podcast is broadcast. Back to you guys.
Is there a favorite place that you like to write, or time of the day?
I'm a nature kind of girl, but it depends on the vibe. You can do anywhere I write. You can be in a crowd and you something just come to you. Sometimes I'm sleeping early in the morning, 3 a.m. I'm probably me a dream about something. A whole heap of time I dream, so me I sing some song. I'm going to wake up and me have to hurry up and grab my phone and just record it, because I know say as soon as morning light, me not going to remember that. You know, so I can be in my sleep and something just come to me. I can be on the beach. But like I said, I'm a nature girl. There's a nice spot in my yard where I can see the view of the harbor, Montego Bay Harbor. And I like to go there and just, because it's up in the hills and a whole heap of trees. And I like to go there and just sit down, you know. I like to listen to the birds and just nature. Just being a part of nature, you know. It feels good. And I'm always inspired in places like those.
Is there a special place that a tourist should come and visit in your parish or in the town where you were born?
All right, so I would say the craft market, even though it kind of, everybody would have probably suggest that. But my dad is a craftsman, you know, in make like turtles and fish and stuff like that. So I have a promoting business. Like, yes. I would invite people to come and see like what he does. Very creative. You know, and he's a vibes man. He play music too. Another sound system, Rockers International. And so it's always a vibe. Always a vibe. And I remember when I was little and tourists used to come, sometimes they didn't want to stay at the resorts, and mm-hmm. so he would invite them into our homes, and we used to have to give up a room.
Cultural exchange.
We used to have to give up our rooms, and just pack up in our one room so that, you know, to accommodate them. But it was always fun. Give them a nice time, and you know.
And talk to us about swimming. That's a new skill you have learned, right?
Something I still haven't mastered, but, you know. Okay. I love the water. Mm-hmm. River on the place. I love Guy River because it's always a vibe. Always a vibe on the river, you know, when I get a nice walk. When last day Guy River, Jeannie? You need some river, you know.
I know.
You need some river in your life. I'm telling you. River the place, man. Just has a different feeling. You know.
And we don't even put it lightly. Not every Jamaican can swim. That's true.
Trust me. When I get anytime, no matter how I swim, I always end up at the same spot. When I get up, I'll be breaststroking, I'll be doing all of the things that I'm instructed to do, and then we just get up in the same spot. But I keep trying. Or yourself, I'll get it one at a time.
You sure will. I will say practice makes perfect, because I'm going through the same process myself. And to have that confidence, it's a mental thing as well, learning to swim. But it's encouraged for all. I would like to know, where would you say is the best place for people to experience your music? On the internet, in a club, through a sound system? What do you think it is?
Whichever one you like, because I mean, my music is everywhere. You know, my favorite place to experience it is on the big speaker them, because it just, yeah, different vibe just come at you. Powerful. I like that. But I also enjoy listening to my music on headphones. Mm. I'm like, when me I scroll through the internet, I'm hear me think them too. So I mean, wherever, it's good. It's good on all platforms, man.
Mm-hmm. And we know that we have a lot of quiet time now during this pandemic, almost a full year. What have you learned about yourself? What lesson did you learn about yourself, like your inner voice or trust in yourself?
A couple things we learn, you know.
Whoa.
A couple things. I don't mind being alone. I don't mind it at all, because it gives me more time to really focus on the inner person. You know, we are vessels.
Yeah.
I consider myself. I may not say we are, because maybe you don't believe the same thing that I do. I consider myself to be a vessel, and I believe that there is a spirit that moves us all. Or energy, or whatever you want to call it. You know? And we have to be very careful about who we invite in our vessel. Just like a boat. Everything, or a car, you know? It all needs something. The car can't move by itself. The car needs somebody inside it to move it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that's me. A vessel. You understand? And I realized that by spending some time alone, you know, and I realized that the inner voice it speaks to me. It speaks to you too, but sometimes we don't realize. We call it intuition.
Yes.
We have so many names for it. But trust me, what we start realizing now is that when I listen to this inner voice, why? never more correct. You know, because, I don't know, I can't fully explain it, but me know some always I hear this inner voice talking to me. But I used to tell myself that, yo, are you what tell yourself them something here?
You're the first person.
Yeah, it's like, confuse your own self. And people used to tell me that too. But every time I go against this voice,
mm-hmm.
I always get in trouble. So I start listening to the voice now, and I feel much more secure. So this is something that I've been mastering, you know, listening to the inner voice first. You understand? And I've also been spending a lot of time, you know, communicating more with my son.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like me. He's a loner like me. But, you know, we've been spending more time communicating these days. So may I get a better understanding of him too. You know, because I'm always about music. You know, so he gives me a lot of space to focus on that. But since the pandemic, we get to spend more time, you know, communicating. I'm going to get a good understanding of this child. So smart, and so his future is very promising, you know. So I'm vexed about the pandemic, but, you know, there's good and bad in it.
Okay. What skills should one possess to become great in their craft? Is there anything you're personally working on? Songwriting or vocal training?
That who I talk?
Princess.
The one where can't sing. Yeah, that one.
I am presently working on an album. I've been working on this album. you know, with Donovan Jermaine and Penthouse Records.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Afi, I believe that you have to place yourself in everything where you are. Just plant yourself there, because, I mean, you're going to be directed, like I stated before, you know, I was pointed in so many different directions, but at this point, there's a direction that I am sure I want to follow. You know, there's a path that I'm sure I want to follow. I want to follow through. So I would say if you start something, follow through. Yeah. Yeah, after becoming.
As you all know, you are listening to a Truversation with Sugar Music and, of course, the Sunsplash Mix Show team, Selecta Princess and Ja Prince. For those of you who are coming into this room for the first time, the Caribbean Music Industry Club, please make sure that you click the greenhouse at the top of the screen so that you're following this club and that you're able to attend any future events as they are scheduled. We are really enjoying this conversation. And guys, I was hoping you'd talk more about, she said that she took her dreads out. What was that she said about her dreads?
Jeez.
Okay, what did she say? Why, she trying to throw me in the river? I want to hear about them dreads. Where the dreads go?
Dreads. The dreads. Okay. So I'm going to start with this now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I had dreads.
You are not your hair?
No, I'm not my hair, but no, I just want to share something. It felt like madness. Like I was in a mental state. Spiritually drained, physically drained, getting uglier every day, feeling lost, feeling, I not even know how I did feel. And it was because of the energy that I was around at the time. So we have to be careful with our space. I am very careful with my space now, you know, the type of energy that I go around because of that past. You know, I actually used my hand to tear out hair from my head.
Oh, God.
Because I was in a bad state. You know, I was at Penthouse Records for a while. And then there was this friend of mine who, I'm from Montego Bay.
Yes.
You know, country girl go Kingston.
Yes.
And so I wasn't familiar with nobody in Kingston. I don't know nobody at all. I don't know where I go stay, but I decided so I go figure it out. And that was after the talent competition in 2009. You know, I decided that, you know, I really have a love for music and I want to do this. I mean, I just want to win a competition and then that's it. You know? I saw myself writing songs or learning to write songs because, of course, there was a point where I was clueless about writing, about recording properly, all of them something that I was groomed, you know, over a period of time by doing it, me get better and better. And I'm sure I'll get better, you know, even years to come. But this person, there was this one guy in Kingston that I was familiar with because I went to church with his family, his entire family. He went to school with my brothers and my bigger brothers and sisters. So I was familiar with him. And so there was this trust for him because I felt like he had my best interest at heart. And because I knew who I was and I know who my family is, you know, loving people, I mean, the type of company that they keep and things like that. And I know his family as well, so I was expecting him to be like them. And the thing is, he knew me. He saw me, he studied me, and he knew that, okay, this is the girl here now. She like positivity. She like positive vibe, and she, and so he introduced himself as such. A person where, you know, I'm coming around for Billy O and him. He's this type of person. He stand for something, man. You understand what me I say? But more while evil people disguise themselves with goodness, you know, before they actually show them true colors. And that's what happened. Because this brother come around and him start to say to me, say, yo, you know, see, say, you don't run a penthouse for much years now. You know, see, Jeremy and I do nothing for you. You know, see, penthouse now, do nothing. I know my start pre, me I look into it and me I say, but wait.
What?
You, but me there on a penthouse for a while.
What?
Me there on here stuff for a while and me start agree with him. You know, not, well, totally forgetting all of the good things that were done for me, you know? Because Donovan, Jeremy, and trust me, I can tell you, say, the only producer I ever work with, we keep it strictly professional. You understand? Strictly. Never pass in place. Never. And provide a studio where we can go and we can record our songs at any time. If something, if we listen back to the demo and it doesn't sound right, we can go back into the studio and we can fix it. We can make our corrections whenever we want to. We can't sit and talk about when are we going to put out this? What are we going to do? Stuff like that. Cool, cool vibe we have with Jeremy. But at the time, you know, I felt like Jeremy reaching peak already and him not have the same drive because, you know, him done past this already with Buju and him passed this already with Marcy and Berris and everybody who him used to work with when they were fresh. So now, it was a big deal. You understand? So I felt like he was much more like, I never feel like him really see me in the light, in the light there where he was going to work hard for me. I feel like me, I feel like just find a way to make this thing happen. You understand? And then when... When this brother start plant all of them something in my brain now, I start even think deeper and different. You understand? And then I got to the point where I moved away from penthouse. So I left around here saying, like, I'm going to get frustrated. I want to see things that happen, I'm going to see that happen. I just move. And then as soon as this brother, as soon as me decide, say, all right, but we do something together now because he's always talking as though he's been in the industry and all of who he work with before and what he do and all of them something. I never see it still, but you know, I'm not really, like, you can be somebody new and you can still get things done. We believe in people like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you put your mind to anything, you put your mind to, you can get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed.
You understand? Indeed. So I'm now going to say, because Selector Prince never do this before, him can't. That means him can't do it. I'm now going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We give a chance. And we say, all right, let's see what we can get done. This brother here. Tell you the things that I'm going to get you. We record music together. The brother, we shoot a video. I had some young sisters from Edna Manley who just graduated. So them shoot videos and they do photo shoots and stuff like that and artwork. And I decided, all right, let's just team together and use our talents, you know, because we're all striving for something great, you know. So let's just work together and make something happen. So we do the recording over there, so with the youth. And then me and the ladies, we do the artwork and we shoot video and the photo shoot and everything. When the brother see the video, him say, he might go do a video without me. He's going to do a video without me, and it's his song, and one bugger will leave a thing. So I was like, okay. I was like, really? Wow.
On your song?
Yeah.
That's the business.
Without you?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, man. And then there was another time I did a song for Vikings. And he said to me, before I did the song, he said to me, Sugar, you're not a vice for Vikings. You're not a vice for Vikings rhythm. Vikings rhythm, buddy. You know? I'ma just turn on the rhythm in his presence. And I'ma just start vibe to it. I'ma start write. I'ma write the song. Next thing we know, the brother called me and said, 40% of the song is his because him tell me the vice for it. So I was like, Where am I? Am I growing or am I dying? Why am I even here? What's happening? I just felt like I was a part of foolishness. And we just did feel like we need to bond over. Because I say, this energy is not right. This energy is not uplifting. You know, it just wasn't. Wasn't good for me at all. Everything was a problem. Every positive move I would make. I remember one time I was in New York and there was a show. This guy, he booked me for a show, you know. He collected a deposit. The show was being advertised. I didn't know anything about the show until he called me and he told me that he booked me for a show and he collected a deposit and the show is this time and whatever. I was like, but I'm in New York. I'm unable to do it. Are they going to purchase my ticket to come down and do it? No. So me end up, because the promoter started to promote the show and they had advertisements on the radio and stuff like that. I said to myself, I'm not going to give myself any bad names.
Right.
So I'm going to just do it. I'm going to be the bigger person and I'm going to go down there and I'm going to do it. Trust me. What they were paying was nothing at all. Nothing. And I went and I did the show. At the show, he was there with two guys. And the two of them had bought up themselves. I went with two friends, family friends, you know, and bought up themselves, and it was a problem to get the balance from the promoter because he told them he was going to sue them and one whole heap of things. Everything was negative. I mean, I tell her, say, it was crazy.
Messy.
Crazy, 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 crazy. Then he started telling me how he loved me. I may have to be him wife.
Jeez.
And one whole heap of foolishness. Listen, at one point, I ended up staying at his house because him start telling me, say, there's no way I can do music and be in Montego Bay, I have to be in Kingston. And poor me, you know, I resided in Montego Bay. I had nobody in Kingston. I had nowhere to stay. So yes, no, for music, anything. I ended up staying at his place. Problem. Trouble. One time, the guy tried to hold me down, and I was just praying in my mind. And immediately, him and just slip out. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, man. Mm-mm. Him and just slip right out. Whole heap of things, trust me. Whole heap of things, and that's why I'm honest.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's why I stand for women.
Yes.
Because I know that women go through a lot of things, not just in music, whatever industry we're in, we go through a lot of things. And a lot of women are afraid to speak because, you know, culture.
Right.
And we're socialized in a certain way, you know. I've seen a friend of mine got raped. And for that reason, I started that foundation.
Yes.
Eugene Femme Phenomenal Foundation, which is geared towards bringing awareness to incest, rape, manipulation, and other forms of abuse.
You have various activities. Tell us about couple of them.
Mm-hmm. So we did a school tour, along with Men with a Message, who are ex-convicts, you know. They know life behind bars. And so we bring them on the school tour with us, and they shared their experience of life behind, you know, life in prison with the students. Because we feel like we have to start talking to people from them age there. Because in our society, you know, we just, people grow, you know, we community grow, you know, we see everything. Right. Everything what we see.
Village. Inspiring.
You know, you see a neighbor beat up in my wife, you feel like it's a normal thing. Or you hear somebody say, because she cook him dinner late. And you feel like it's okay if you beat your woman because she wait till the man come home before she start cook. And the man that work all day. You understand?
Nah, man. Nah,
crazy
man.
Things like that. So we talk to them about stuff like that. We also, we had the Safe School Police Unit. This is actually what they do. They go into schools and they talk to the students, you know. Students, troubled children. You know, specifically children who are picked up by the guidance counselor. You know, because normally, you know, the counselors, they know these children who have a certain background. So they would pick them out and, you know, this unit would talk to them, spend time with them, making sure or try to influence some sort of change in their lives. And so
I like that.
So that's what our tour is about. And of course, you know, the attention span short when it comes on to the chatting, so we have to bring liquor entertainment.
That's what we like. And there's many artists that have put their time and their efforts in using their platform. We salute you for using your platform. And obviously we're on the Clubhouse platform just to allow you a safe space.
Yeah.
To even have this conversation.
Thank you.
I mean, so thank you, Jeannie, for this amount of time on this Caribbean Music Industry Club. And we must not go too much further without mentioning C. Senseco. So I know we're about to open up for the audience to ask some questions. But tell us about C. Senseco. Tell us about the good producer who produced Good Riddim.
Donovan Jermaine, man. You know, Jermaine just said to me, "You have the riddim here, the Three Blind Mice riddim." And the mama put something on it. And so, as soon as he sent it to me, I make one of my brethren in New York. We were listening to it together, and he was like, he started singing the "Mash You Come For Mash You Come For Mash It." And I've never heard that song before. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know it was a song.
Yeah,
I heard him.
Yes. No.
Yeah, I heard him doing that part. I'm saying, you know, much things me come for mash. I'm gonna just start vibe to it and put it together. Like me say, a whole heap of things are going in the world. We need mashings and bunnings.
Mm.
So we have to just bun them out and we just put it together in another song. You have women who, every day we get up and we're talking about violence against women. Me talk about it every day. But sometimes us as women, we also play a part. I'm in a business with your man around cause me. We play a part sometimes because sometimes we put ourselves in our position.
Situations.
Yeah, man. And we have to look into it. Like, we not go always a pick on the man. Then we have to look into ourselves and just sort out through it. In. You understand? Make sure say you end something with one man before you move on to our next man. You understand?
Yikes.
The two-man thing can't work out. Because just like how we have feelings, man have them feelings and them ego even bigger than Philly. You understand? So it's all about that. And the youth them know with them bad habit, them gun habit, where them feel like them have to shoot up everywhere. and a badness around the street and badness around the world. And if them not bad, them and somebody, we come from mash all of that too, because a foolishness, a joke.
Her name is Sugar. We're just reaching the top of the hour. Miss Jeannie, where are we?
Of course, the hand-raising option is now on. I want to shout out to the founder of the Caribbean Music Industry Club, Romy Icon, in the building. Looking forward to the production of British Lynx and Sugar. Shameless plug in there. Thank you so much to Ja Prince and Selecta Princess for having your Truversation here in this club. Thank you very much for that, and looking forward to some more in the future.
Thank you.
And like she said, if anyone has a specific question for Sugar, or to even talk about their experiences listening to her music and just want bigger up,
Yes, yes. Also want to shout out the publicists, and shout out to, I want to shout out everyone in the audience, because I just love everybody. Shout out to Kevin Amoroso and Gail Scott in the building, King Cess, Ms. Rain, Nastra, Malika, Daddy Pepperseed in the building, and Tiger, yo, and Flows. All right, I'm going to be quiet now.
I like that. And now we have Malika, singer, bad songwriter, vice vocalist. Malika,
come cross. <See that? laughs> Grand evening, everyone. Sugar,
good
queen.
Evening.
I had to step up on the stage because I have to express how appreciative I am of you being so candid in regards to your story and your experiences in this industry. Not only for recognition for men who tend to be unaware of the circumstances that we go through, but also for the young women in our industry and outside of it that experience these things on a daily basis and feel like they're alone. The fact mm-hmm. that you can come into this interview and speak on your experience and all of the things that you've went through. And in regards to those, I'm sending you love and light and healing. I can tell already that you're doing the work, but it never hurts to gain some more love and light, right?
Blessings, sister.
I am so appreciative. Loud. I am Thank so you. Appreciative to the point that I'm almost in tears because we need to hear this. And more importantly than even hearing it, we need to see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and that it's still okay to create, if not even more yes. okay to create through the pain and find healing yes, through yes. creative outlets and resources. So again, I appreciate you. I respect you. And I am your sister in music and in life. And I just want you to know that.
Blessings, Malika. You make me feel like more cry well, too, because right. you know well, what it is. We always well need truth, you know, and we always yeah. need truth. We always need realness, and that's why I'm like this, because I know that if there was somebody before my time out there who was, you know, just putting it all out there, then I wouldn't actually feel alone. I wouldn't actually feel like, okay, this is something that I have to hide. You understand?
Ashe Queen. And that's the importance, because the silence, a lot of these young women are silenced and they feel like they can't make it. They won't be mm-hmm. accepted because they're threatened and they don't have anybody that they can reach out to. But you see what happens with grown women in the industry, especially this last generation, us who are now, you know, on these platforms and we're talking to these younger girls. What happens is we've been through it and we're fed up and they know not to mess with us. You're not bringing that over here. We recognize you from miles away. So you're mm-hmm. not going to silence us. And in that, it gives the younger women the strength to not be silenced either and know, well, if anything, I can go talk to Sugar. I can talk to Malika. I can talk to Jeannie. I can talk to, you know, any of these women who are standing up and defending us and speaking our truth to life.
Yeah. And it's then that is very important. But it's important for them to know that it is okay for them to not conform. They don't need to conform. You can't stand up. Be yourself, man. Go on the yes. journey that you desire. You understand? You have to be like nobody else. If you don't want to roll on the ground, if you can't go up on your head top, if that's not what you want to do, then you don't have to do it. Not because it's trending. That's why right. I'm saying trending things are temporary. You understand? They don't last.
Absolutely.
You want to do things with substance around here. And girl, may I tell you, say your voice bad and your energy nice and everything about you. So just go on the way out, man.
Received and reflected, Sugar. I'm an absolute reflection of you in all of your greatness and all of your love and all of your light and guidance. I appreciate you. Respect and love, sister.
Everyone, please make sure that you all are following each other. We, of course, are going to close out. This was a recorded conversation with Miss Suga and, of course, Selecta Princess and Ja Prince for the Sunsplash Big Show. You will be able to hear this broadcast again wherever it is that their podcast is distributed. I am Ja Prince and Selecta Princess. Thank you again for this wonderful platform. Did you guys want to say anything else before we close out?
I want to say a very special happy, early, happy Earth Strong to Suga. I will not sing for you. But wish y'all you, all the best always, always. Love.
Thank you, darling. Yeah, my birthday is on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be young again.
That's right.
Sweet 16.
Yes, girl.
I like it. And this is only Truversation number one. 2021 Truversation number one with Suga. I have some extended things for Thought Bug. You know, we have some things for Thought Bug. You know, I got Thought Bug some things. In Truversation number two. Thank you, Suga. Thank you, everyone, on the stage and in the audience.
Blessings. And big up to all of the listeners as well. Danny, I see you. Tiger, you're out there.